I'm Stan Deaton with the Georgia Historical Society. On August 18, 1965, the Beatles made their only Georgia appearance at a concert in Atlanta Stadium. Beatlemania was in full swing that summer, and Atlanta's anticipation was high. The Atlanta Journal had a story about how to give a Beatle haircut. At a pre-concert press conference, Mayor Ivan Allen gave the Beatles the keys to the city, and they named Georgians Otis Redding and James Brown first on a list of favorites. A crowd of over 30,000 endured no fewer than six warm-up acts. Finally, at 9:37 p.m., the boys from Liverpool ran out of the third base dugout. The stadium erupted in screams, popping flashbulbs, and fainting girls. After a 12-song set that began with Twist and Shout, the boys disappeared into a limo behind the stage and raced to the airport. They were in town less than 10 hours, and they never played Georgia again. But for a few hours on a hot summer night, Atlanta was the center of the Beatlemania universe. On August 18, 1965, Today in Georgia History.
Today in Georgia History is made possible by the generous support from the Robert W. Woodruff Foundation and is a joint production of the Georgia Historical Society and Georgia Public Broadcasting. For more on this topic, go to todayingeorgiahistory.org.